There is a moment before every decision, every word spoken, every action taken, a moment so brief that we often fail to notice it. In that instant, we stand at a crossroads. Do we react impulsively, or do we respond with reason? Life constantly throws us into situations where we feel the heat of anger, the sting of offense, or the pull of fear. And yet, the difference between a wise individual and a reckless one lies in how they handle that moment. In the wise words of Epictetus, "If someone tried to take control of your body and make you a slave, you would fight for freedom. Yet how easily you hand over your mind to anyone who insults you. When you dwell on their words and let them dominate your thoughts, you make them your master." Unfortunately, instead of dismissing insults, we often let these negative comments to rent space in our minds. Stop allowing your mind to be a slave, to be jerked about by selfish impulses, Marcus Aurelius said. The majority of people live like puppets, rarely, if ever, considering the purpose behind their actions. But as they continue to be pulled by society and their own unchecked impulses, a depressive reality awaits them. The ancient Stoics, however, were against this folly. They understood that the beauty of our lives depends on the beauty of our choices. We are responsible for making the best possible move, regardless of temptations, emotions, or the opinions of others. And thus they championed the Stoic rule that, if your choices are beautiful, so too will you be. A reactive mind is a mind that is enslaved by circumstances, while a responsive mind is one that retains its power no matter the situation. The Stoics believed that while we cannot control the world, we can control how we respond to it. They saw the mind as a fortress, one that must be fortified against external chaos, irrational emotions, and the impulse to react without thought. This is not suppression, it is mastery. It is the art of training oneself to respond with wisdom rather than reacting with emotion. Imagine two individuals facing the same challenge. One panics, complains, and makes rash decisions, leading to more distress. The other pauses, analyzes the situation, and acts deliberately, leading to a better outcome. The difference is not in external circumstances, but in the level of mental discipline. The Stoics understood this well, which is why they devoted their lives to mental training. In this guide, we will explore the Stoic way of responding instead of reacting. You will learn how to slow down your thoughts, master your emotions, and cultivate a mind that stands firm in the face of adversity. Through practical exercises and ancient wisdom, you will train your mind to become resilient, disciplined, and unshakable. This is not a theoretical concept. It is a way of living that, when practiced, will transform your life. To truly train your mind, you must adopt the mindset of a warrior, preparing yourself daily for the battles of life. You must see every challenge as an opportunity to sharpen your discipline, every setback as a test of your resilience. The path of the Stoic is not an easy one, but it is the only path that leads to true inner strength. With patience, self-reflection, and the right mental habits, you can shift from being a reactive person to a composed, unshakable individual. Let this guide serve as your training ground on this noble path. Chapter 1: The Gap Between Stimulus and Response. Viktor Frankl, a Holocaust survivor and psychiatrist, once said, "Between stimulus and response, there is a space. In that space is our power to choose our response. In our response lies our growth and our freedom." The Stoics lived by this principle long before it was put into words. The untrained mind reacts instantly, as if it has no choice. Someone insults you, you lash out. Something doesn't go your way, you complain. Your emotions take over, and before you even realize it, you've lost control. The trained mind, however, recognizes the gap. It inserts reason before action. This gap is the key to self-mastery. It allows us to break free from the cycle of reaction and instead choose a path of deliberate response. The Stoics understood that the ability to respond rather than react is the foundation of wisdom. It is what separates the individual who is a slave to their emotions from the one who is the master of their own mind. Every time we react without thought, we reinforce a pattern of impulsivity. However, every time we pause, reflect, and choose our response, we strengthen our ability to act with clarity. This skill is not developed overnight, but with practice, it becomes second nature. Just as a soldier trains for battle, so too must we train our minds for the battles of daily life. To cultivate this discipline, it is essential to recognize that emotions, though natural, should not govern our actions. The Stoics taught that emotions serve as indicators, not dictators. By stepping back and analyzing our impulses, we gain the ability to act in alignment with reason rather than allowing emotions to hijack our decision-making process. Imagine encountering a rude person in traffic. The untrained mind immediately reacts with anger, honking and shouting. The trained mind, however, pauses and asks, "Is this worth my peace?" Instead of reacting, it responds with calmness, letting the situation pass without unnecessary distress. This is the power of mastering the gap. Furthermore, expanding one's awareness of this principle requires regular introspection. Journaling about moments of reaction can help identify recurring triggers, providing insight into areas that require improvement. Over time, tracking these patterns fosters an increasing ability to intercept knee-jerk reactions before they take hold. Practicing mindfulness and reviewing past reactions allows one to replace harmful habits with thoughtful responses, creating a cycle of mental growth and refinement. Developing the ability to respond with clarity is a long-term endeavor, much like building physical endurance or learning a skill. Just as an athlete must train consistently to see improvement, so too must we commit to our mental training. Small daily victories in self-restraint add up over time, solidifying the habit of thoughtful response over impulsive reaction. Even seemingly trivial scenarios, such as responding to an impatient customer or dealing with minor inconveniences, serve as opportunities to reinforce this discipline. The next time you find yourself in a situation that elicits a strong reaction, remind yourself of this space. Take a deep breath, count to three, and evaluate whether your immediate response is aligned with reason and virtue. Ask yourself, does this serve my higher purpose, or is it merely an emotional impulse? By consistently practicing this habit, you strengthen your ability to remain composed even in the face of provocation. Training oneself to respond rather than react involves not only mental conditioning but also physical discipline. Regular meditation, breathing exercises, and controlled exposure to stressors help reinforce one's ability to remain calm under pressure. The more we expose ourselves to discomfort in a controlled environment, the better equipped we become at handling real-world challenges with grace and rationality. Practicing delayed gratification, enduring minor discomforts intentionally, and learning to embrace adversity as a tool for self-growth further sharpens our ability to respond wisely. Another key element in mastering this skill is refining one's communication. Words have power, and a deliberate choice of language can de-escalate tension and promote understanding. Practicing assertive but composed speech, using neutral tones instead of reactive aggression, and listening actively before responding are all crucial steps in cultivating an intentional and thoughtful presence in all interactions. Mastering this discipline is not a one-time achievement, but a lifelong pursuit. Each moment presents an opportunity to either fall into old patterns or reinforce new, mindful habits. It is through consistent effort, reflection, and self-awareness that we gain mastery over our responses and ultimately over our lives. True strength lies not in brute force or immediate reaction, but in the wisdom to choose one's response wisely, fostering peace, clarity, and control in every aspect of life. Each day, pick one event that triggers an emotional reaction. Pause before responding. Take a deep breath and ask yourself, is my reaction necessary? Is it helpful? Then respond only when you are certain you are acting with wisdom, not emotion. Chapter 2. Emotions are not the enemy. The Stoics did not advocate for emotionlessness. Instead, they believed in understanding emotions and not being ruled by them. Anger, fear, and sadness are natural, but they should not dictate our actions. They are signals, not commands, and our true power lies in how we interpret and respond to them. We must train ourselves to feel emotions fully, but respond to them rationally. When we let emotions take the driver's seat, we make choices we later regret. Yet, this does not mean suppressing emotions. Rather, it is about acknowledging them, understanding their source, and ensuring they serve us rather than control us. Emotions are powerful forces, but they must be directed and harnessed like a skilled rider controlling a strong horse. Without guidance, emotions can lead us astray, but when properly managed, they can be a force for clarity and wisdom. A person who suppresses anger may become a ticking time bomb, while someone who blindly follows anger may act rashly and create unnecessary conflict. The Stoics offer a third path: acknowledging anger, analyzing whether it is justified, and then responding in a way that aligns with wisdom and virtue. They believed that emotions should be filtered through reason. When an emotion arises, instead of reacting impulsively, one should pause and ask, "What is the rational course of action here?" Emotions can be tempered through reframing. For example, what appears to be a setback can be seen as an opportunity for growth. A frustrating delay in plans can become a lesson in patience. Fear of failure can be reframed as an opportunity to test resilience and gain wisdom. This ability to shift perspective is key to mastering emotions rather than being mastered by them. We must remember that emotions arise from our perceptions. If we train our perceptions, we train our emotional responses. When we see frustration as an opportunity for patience, fear as a chance for courage, and sadness as a path to deeper understanding, we take control of our emotional landscape. We shape the lens through which we see the world, and that lens determines our internal experience. As Epictetus taught, it is not events that disturb people, it is their judgment concerning them. If we improve our judgments, we improve our emotional well-being. To develop this discipline, one must practice self-awareness. Throughout the day, pause and ask, "What am I feeling right now? Why am I feeling this way? Is my emotional response helping or harming me? What alternative response would be more in line with reason and virtue?" By adding this layer of inquiry, we deepen our ability to choose our emotional state rather than be dragged along by it. Practicing mindfulness strengthens emotional control. Mindfulness allows us to observe emotions as they arise without immediately acting on them. By simply noticing emotions without reacting, we weaken their grip over us. With time, this habit will create a gap between emotion and reaction, allowing for thoughtful responses instead of blind reactions. This state of detachment does not mean indifference. Rather, it means seeing emotions as they are, transient and within our ability to shape. Chapter 3. The Power of Pause. Marcus Aurelius often reminded himself, "If someone is able to show me that what I think or do is not right, I will happily change, for I seek the truth." What does this mean? That before acting, we must pause, reflect, and ensure our response aligns with reason and virtue. Reacting is fast, responding is slow. Reacting is automatic, responding is deliberate. This is why the practice of pausing before speaking or acting is one of the most powerful habits you can cultivate. It is in this pause that true wisdom manifests. When we react impulsively, we often make decisions based on emotions rather than logic. An impulsive reaction can escalate conflict, worsen misunderstandings, and damage relationships. However, when we take a moment to pause, we gain clarity, perspective, and control over our response. This small but significant gap between stimulus and response is where mastery lies. The Stoics believed that pausing before acting allows one to evaluate the situation objectively. By stepping back, we can consider whether our response serves our greater purpose or if it merely indulges our emotions. For example, if someone insults you, the immediate reaction might be anger, but a trained mind would see the insult as an opportunity to practice patience and self-restraint. Training yourself to pause before responding takes practice, but with time, it becomes second nature. One effective technique is the five-breath rule. Before reacting to an emotionally charged situation, take five slow, deep breaths. This simple act helps break the chain of impulsivity and fosters thoughtful action. Another method is mentally asking yourself, "Will my response improve this situation or worsen it?" This habit shifts your focus from emotional reaction to rational consideration. A further practice is what the Stoics called premeditatio malorum, the premeditation of adversity. By regularly imagining challenging situations and mentally rehearsing calm responses, we condition ourselves to handle them with poise. This exercise prepares the mind for potential provocations, making it easier to maintain composure when they arise. Another technique is the delayed response method. If possible, postpone your response to an emotionally charged situation by setting a specific amount of time before taking action. This could be a few hours or even a full day, depending on the gravity of the situation. This delay allows emotions to settle and rational thinking to take precedence over reactive impulses. Additionally, practice verbal restraint. Often, silence is the best response to a provocation. When faced with an insult or harsh words, choosing not to respond immediately gives you the advantage of evaluating your next move with a cool head. The less you react in haste, the more powerful your response will be when you finally choose to speak. A key aspect of mastering responses is understanding the power of perspective. Often, what appears as an attack is merely a reflection of the other person's struggles. By training yourself to see beyond the immediate words or actions of others, you can cultivate greater empathy and emotional resilience. If someone insults you, pause and consider, what might they be going through that led to this reaction? This shift in perception helps transform what could be a source of frustration into an opportunity for patience and wisdom. Another method to reinforce your ability to respond wisely is practicing mental detachment. Rather than seeing yourself as the victim of external circumstances, take a step back and observe events as if you were an outsider. This technique, often used in Stoic exercises, allows for greater objectivity. Ask yourself, how would a wise observer view this situation? This mental shift removes personal attachment to an outcome, reducing impulsivity and enhancing your ability to act with clarity. Moreover, incorporating daily reflection into your routine strengthens your ability to cultivate measured responses. Each evening, review your day and ask, where did I react emotionally instead of responding rationally? How could I have handled that situation differently? By doing this consistently, you actively train your mind to become more composed over time. The most powerful individuals in history have mastered the ability to respond rather than react. Leaders, philosophers, and great thinkers have understood that measured responses lead to better outcomes. whether in personal relationships, business negotiations, or moments of crisis, the ability to pause before acting is a defining trait of wisdom and strength. By consistently applying these techniques, you will cultivate a mindset that remains composed under pressure, allowing you to navigate life's challenges with grace and control. Every day, practice the 3-second rule. Before replying to someone in a heated moment, count to 3. If needed, count to 10. This simple habit can prevent you from making rash decisions or saying things you regret. Chapter 4. Controlling your inner dialogue. The way you talk to yourself determines how you respond to the world. If your mind is filled with negativity, you will react with negativity. The Stoics were masters of self-talk, constantly reminding themselves of reason, virtue, and the bigger picture. They understood that the dialogue you have with yourself shapes your interpretation of events and ultimately your actions. Epictetus taught, "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." If someone offends you, do you take it personally, or do you remind yourself that their words are just air? If something doesn't go your way, do you curse your luck, or do you remind yourself that adversity is an opportunity to grow? This principle is not about denying emotions, but about guiding them in a constructive direction. Imagine a scenario where you face failure or rejection. The untrained mind responds with self-pity, resentment, or a sense of defeat. However, a trained mind, influenced by Stoic philosophy, would view the situation as a lesson, an opportunity to refine skills, strengthen character, and become more resilient. Words like, "I am a failure," can be replaced with, "This is a moment to learn and improve." This simple shift in self-dialogue can turn obstacles into stepping stones. Another powerful technique is to speak to yourself as you would to a close friend. If a friend made a mistake, would you berate them, or would you encourage them to reflect and do better next time? Apply this same kindness to yourself. Negative self-talk often magnifies problems, while a reasoned, supportive inner dialogue fosters wisdom and growth. To reinforce this practice, consider journaling. Marcus Aurelius famously wrote his meditations as a way to remind himself of Stoic principles. Each day, write down a guiding thought such as, "I control my response to events," or "Every challenge is a chance to practice virtue." When difficulties arise, recall these principles and let them steer your reaction toward rational, constructive action. Each morning, write down one Stoic phrase or principle to guide your thoughts for the day. When you feel yourself about to react, recall that phrase and let it shape your response. Chapter 5. Detachment from external events. The Stoics constantly reminded themselves that they had no control over external events, only their response to them. When you internalize this truth, you become immune to the chaos of the world. You no longer react to the uncontrollable. You respond with calm acceptance, seeing each challenge as an opportunity for self-mastery rather than a threat to your peace. This is the secret to equanimity, focusing only on what is within your power and letting go of the rest. By training your mind to detach from the illusion of control, you free yourself from unnecessary suffering. No longer do external circumstances dictate your mood or outlook. Instead, you cultivate an unshakable inner stability. Whether facing adversity, criticism, or unexpected setbacks, you learn to view them not as personal injustices, but as natural occurrences that are beyond your influence. A practical approach to reinforcing this mindset is practicing voluntary discomfort. The Stoics would deliberately expose themselves to situations where they had no control, such as fasting, cold exposure, or going without luxuries, to train themselves to remain unfazed by life's unpredictability. This exercise strengthens your ability to accept reality as it is, rather than resist what you cannot change. By voluntarily stepping into discomfort, you cultivate mental resilience and an appreciation for simplicity, making you less dependent on external circumstances for happiness. Another key practice is developing a daily reflection habit. At the end of each day, take a few minutes to review situations where you reacted emotionally to external circumstances. Ask yourself, did I allow something beyond my control to disturb my peace? How could I have responded with more composure? Over time, this habit will rewire your mind to default to a more measured, stoic response rather than a knee-jerk reaction. Keeping a journal can help with this process, allowing you to track patterns and refine your ability to remain composed in challenging moments. In addition to reflection, incorporating mindfulness practices into your routine can help reinforce the habit of detachment. Practicing mindfulness trains you to observe your emotions without becoming consumed by them. Instead of being swept away by frustration, anxiety, or anger, you learn to recognize these emotions as passing mental states that do not define you. This ability to step back and view your emotions objectively grants you greater control over how you respond to them. Another useful exercise is the Stoic premeditation technique. Spend time each morning visualizing potential challenges or adversities you might face that day. Imagine how you might react impulsively, and then visualize yourself responding calmly and rationally. This mental rehearsal strengthens your ability to maintain composure when adversity actually arises. By shifting your perspective and reminding yourself of what is truly within your power, your thoughts, actions, and choices, you reclaim control over your inner world. This mental shift not only brings profound peace, but also strengthens your ability to navigate life's storms with wisdom and grace. When external events can no longer shake you, you become unshakable, prepared for any challenge that comes your way. The true measure of strength lies not in domination over others or control of circumstances, but in mastery over oneself. Write down a list of things that upset or stress you. Next to each item, write, "In my control" or "Out of my control." Resolve to only focus on what you can influence and let go of the rest. Chapter 6. The Practice of Self-Discipline. Discipline is the bridge between desire and accomplishment. The Stoics taught that without self-discipline, the mind remains vulnerable to impulsive reactions, desires, and external influences. If you wish to master your responses, you must first master your mind's impulses. Discipline is not a restriction, it is the key to freedom. The ability to delay gratification, withstand discomfort, and maintain focus amid distractions allows us to respond rather than react. Epictetus said, "No man is free who is not master of himself." The true strength of an individual lies in their ability to regulate their desires, emotions, and actions. Without this control, we become enslaved by fleeting emotions and external pressures, constantly swayed by circumstances beyond our control. To develop self-discipline, start by setting clear intentions. Identify areas where you tend to react impulsively. Create strategies to regulate these behaviors. For example, if you tend to react angrily in conflicts, practice a 10-second pause before responding. If distractions pull you away from meaningful work, set a schedule that minimizes interruptions. Establishing clear priorities and adhering to them with commitment fosters a greater sense of stability and personal power. A powerful exercise to reinforce discipline is voluntary discomfort. The Stoics often practiced enduring discomfort, such as fasting, cold exposure, or physical exertion, to train the mind to endure hardships with composure. Engaging in small acts of self-denial strengthens mental resilience and fortifies the mind against impulsive reactions. When you purposefully expose yourself to challenges, you cultivate a mind that is prepared for adversity rather than one that collapses in the face of hardship. Another critical aspect of self-discipline is consistency. The Stoics believed that habits shape character and that a person's daily routines determine their long-term success. Without consistent practice, even the best intentions fade. Develop daily habits that reinforce discipline, such as waking up at a set time, dedicating uninterrupted periods to deep work, and avoiding distractions that erode focus. A disciplined life is not achieved overnight, but is the result of small, repeated choices that gradually mold the mind and character. Building a consistent routine means not relying solely on motivation, which is fleeting, but instead developing habits that become second nature. Structure your day in a way that encourages discipline, setting specific blocks of time for focused work, reflection, and self-improvement. By doing so, you reduce the need to constantly make decisions about what to do next, which conserves mental energy and keeps you aligned with your goals. An additional technique to enhance self-discipline is accountability. The Stoics believed that we are responsible for our own actions, and reflecting on our progress is essential for growth. At the end of each day, review your decisions and behaviors. Ask yourself, did I allow distractions to derail my focus today? Did I respond to situations with control and reason? Keeping a journal to track progress helps solidify habits of self-discipline and provides insights into patterns that need improvement. Accountability can also be reinforced by sharing goals with a mentor, friend, or community that supports your growth. External accountability increases commitment and reduces the temptation to give in to momentary urges. Another practice that supports consistency is setting clear, achievable goals. Break down larger objectives into smaller, manageable steps. The Stoics understood that focusing on the process rather than the outcome fosters steady improvement. If you aim for excellence in small daily tasks, greater accomplishments naturally follow. Recognizing and celebrating incremental progress keeps motivation high and reinforces discipline. Remember that discipline is not about perfection, it is about progress. There will be days when maintaining focus and restraint feels more difficult. Accepting occasional setbacks without self-judgment allows you to move forward without becoming discouraged. Rather than viewing failures as signs of weakness, see them as opportunities to refine your approach and strengthen your resilience. Each moment of struggle is an invitation to grow, not a reason to quit. Self-discipline is best cultivated through structured repetition. Just as a sculptor shapes marble through persistent chiseling, so too must you shape your mind through daily practice. Incorporating small, habitual improvements leads to profound transformation over time. Instead of waiting for motivation to strike, commit to a disciplined schedule that reinforces consistency and self-mastery. When setbacks occur, use them as learning experiences. Analyze what led to the lapse in discipline and create strategies to prevent it in the future. Ask yourself, what triggered my distraction? Was there an external influence, or was it an internal hesitation? How can I navigate such obstacles with greater awareness next time? This reflective approach turns every setback into a stepping stone toward lasting self-improvement. Another key element in strengthening discipline is understanding the role of delayed gratification. The Stoics believed that true freedom comes from resisting impulsive desires and maintaining control over fleeting temptations. Practicing self-denial in small ways, such as postponing indulgences, reducing unnecessary consumption, or choosing the harder but wiser path, builds mental toughness that extends to all areas of life. Over time, these choices create a character that is firm, composed, and unshaken by momentary distractions. By committing to self-discipline as a lifelong pursuit, you develop a mind that is strong, resilient, and capable of responding wisely to any challenge. Over time, discipline becomes second nature, and a well-ordered life emerges from the consistency of well-practiced habits. The journey is ongoing, but with each step, you reinforce your ability to act with intention, purpose, and unwavering control. For 1 week, challenge yourself with a voluntary discomfort practice. This could be taking cold showers, skipping an unnecessary luxury, or waking up earlier than usual. Observe how these small exercises strengthen your ability to endure discomfort without emotional distress. Chapter 7: The Role of Rational Thinking. Rational thinking is the foundation of a well-trained mind. Without it, emotions dominate decision-making, leading to regret and turmoil. The Stoics understood that reasoning is the antidote to irrational reactions. By training yourself to think logically, you can navigate life's difficulties with clarity and purpose, ensuring that emotions do not cloud judgment or lead to hasty actions. When faced with a challenging situation, step back and analyze it as if you were advising a friend. Ask yourself, what is the most logical course of action? Or, what would a wise person do in this situation? This shift in perspective can prevent knee-jerk emotional responses and promote thoughtful decisions. Another method is to visualize yourself as a third-party observer, watching the situation unfold. When you detach from personal involvement, clarity emerges, allowing you to focus on solutions rather than emotions. A key aspect of rational thinking is cultivating emotional detachment. This does not mean suppressing emotions, but rather maintaining a level of objectivity that allows for clear decision-making. The Stoics practiced this by reminding themselves that external events have no intrinsic power over them. Only their perception of these events can affect their inner state. By constantly evaluating the rationality of their thoughts, they cultivated a mental resilience that prevented them from being overwhelmed by fleeting emotions. Another useful practice is Socratic questioning. When you feel an intense emotion, challenge it by asking, "Is this feeling based on facts or assumptions? What alternative explanations exist? Will this matter a year from now?" This exercise trains the mind to filter emotional noise from objective reality. By questioning emotions and identifying cognitive distortions, you take control of your mind's responses rather than letting emotions dictate your actions. Additionally, practice mental rehearsals. Before a potentially stressful situation, imagine different scenarios and how a rational thinker would handle them. This proactive approach conditions the mind to default to logic rather than impulse, reinforcing a habit of calculated decision-making. To further strengthen rational thinking, consider implementing daily reflection sessions. Take time each evening to review your actions, identifying moments when emotions overrode logic. By consistently analyzing these instances, you gain valuable insights into recurring patterns and develop a heightened awareness of when emotions are likely to interfere with reason. Through continuous practice, rational thinking becomes second nature. By consciously reinforcing logical analysis and detachment from immediate emotions, you build a mind that responds with wisdom, clarity, and strength, rather than reacting with impulsivity and uncertainty. Chapter 8: The Power of Perspective. Perception is everything. The way we interpret events dictates how we respond to them. The Stoics taught that external events are neutral. Only our judgments make them good or bad. By shifting our perspective, we change our reality and cultivate inner peace. A shift in perception does not change the event itself, but it transforms the impact it has on our mental state and reactions. If someone criticizes you, is it truly an attack, or is it an opportunity to practice humility? If plans go awry, is it a disaster, or is it a lesson in adaptability? Every moment we have the power to choose our perspective, which ultimately shapes our experiences and emotional well-being. A valuable exercise for shifting perspective is the view from above. Imagine looking at your problem from a bird's eye view, as if observing your life from a great height. Does the issue seem as overwhelming when seen in the context of your entire life? Expand the lens further. How does this problem fit into the grander scope of human history? By zooming out, we weaken the emotional grip of momentary struggles and gain a broader understanding of our place in the world. Another effective method for mastering perspective is reframing difficulties as challenges to be embraced rather than obstacles to be feared. Instead of perceiving setbacks as misfortunes, view them as opportunities to develop patience, wisdom, and resilience. Reframing is a powerful tool that allows us to extract meaning from hardship, making us stronger rather than defeated. The next time you encounter frustration or adversity, pause and reflect. How can I view this differently? What lesson can I take from this? By consistently practicing this mental shift, you train your mind to respond with wisdom rather than react with distress. Over time, adopting a broader perspective will enhance your ability to navigate life's uncertainties with clarity and composure. Pick a recent frustrating event. Reframe it in three different ways: one positive, one neutral, and one humorous. Notice how your emotional reaction shifts with each perspective. Chapter 9: Strength in Adversity. Resilience is not built in comfort, but in adversity. The Stoics saw obstacles as opportunities to cultivate inner strength. Every difficulty presents a choice: to crumble or to grow. True resilience is forged through struggle, through moments that test our patience, willpower, and capacity for endurance. The ability to remain composed under pressure, to continue forward despite setbacks, is what separates those who flourish from those who falter. Instead of resisting hardship, embrace it as a teacher. Seneca wrote, "Difficulties strengthen the mind, as labor does the body." When faced with a setback, ask yourself, what lesson can I extract from this? How can I use this challenge to build my resilience? By viewing hardship as a stepping stone, you transform suffering into strength. Growth is often uncomfortable, but by shifting our perspective and seeing struggles as opportunities, we can extract wisdom from every experience. One powerful method for cultivating resilience is negative visualization. The Stoics practiced imagining worst-case scenarios, not to dwell on fear, but to prepare the mind for adversity. By mentally rehearsing difficulties, you become more adaptable and less prone to panic when challenges arise. Anticipating potential hardships not only makes them less overwhelming when they occur, but also fosters gratitude for the present moment. When we prepare for adversity, we reduce the shock factor, allowing ourselves to respond rather than react. Additionally, building resilience involves strengthening both the body and mind. Physical endurance often correlates with mental toughness, as the mind and body are deeply interconnected. Engaging in practices such as regular exercise, fasting, or cold showers reinforces discipline and hardens the mind against discomfort. The Stoics knew that the ability to endure physical hardships translated to an increased ability to face life's challenges with greater fortitude. To cultivate a resilient mindset, consider deliberately putting yourself in situations of controlled discomfort. This could include strenuous physical activity or even social challenges that push you outside of your comfort zone. Each time you embrace discomfort with grace, you train your mind to withstand adversity without breaking down emotionally. Furthermore, incorporating breath control and mindfulness into physical challenges can enhance mental resilience. Practices such as meditation and deep breathing exercises not only condition the body, but also teach the mind to remain calm under pressure. By engaging in these activities regularly, You build the ability to endure discomfort with poise, making it easier to manage life's unexpected obstacles with a steady and composed mind. Beyond physical endurance, mental resilience is fortified by the ability to reframe challenges. When faced with difficulties, instead of succumbing to frustration, view them as opportunities for growth. The Stoics believed that hardship is not something to be avoided, but something to be embraced. By training yourself to see setbacks as stepping stones, you transform struggles into lessons, equipping yourself with the mental fortitude to thrive despite adversity. Strengthening both body and mind prepares you for the unpredictability of life. The more you expose yourself to controlled hardships, the less intimidating life's real challenges will seem. Over time, you will develop an unbreakable will, capable of responding with grace, patience, and wisdom in even the most demanding circumstances. Another way to fortify resilience is through deliberate reflection. Journaling about struggles and identifying patterns in how you react to adversity provides clarity and insight. Recognizing past victories over hardship reminds you of your strength and reinforces confidence in your ability to withstand future difficulties. A resilient mind is one that acknowledges past struggles, learns from them, and moves forward with greater wisdom. Resilience is about adaptability. The world is unpredictable, and the ability to shift perspectives, to see solutions rather than problems, is key to enduring hardships with grace. Every challenge is an opportunity to reinforce mental strength. By training the mind to remain flexible and open to different outcomes, we develop the capacity to navigate life's obstacles with greater ease and confidence. A core principle of resilience is the recognition that setbacks and difficulties are not permanent. They are temporary conditions that can be managed, learned from, and ultimately overcome. The Stoics believed that hardship was an essential component of growth. They trained themselves to welcome difficulties as chances to cultivate patience, courage, and wisdom. Rather than viewing adversity as something to be feared, they saw it as an inevitable part of life, one that could be leveraged for self-improvement. Building resilience also involves cultivating emotional intelligence. Understanding your emotions and their triggers allows you to respond to challenges with clarity rather than react impulsively. Emotional awareness fosters a sense of inner stability that shields you from being overwhelmed by negative experiences. By practicing self-reflection and mindfulness, you can develop an increased ability to manage stress, regulate emotions, and approach difficulties with a calm and rational mind. Resilient individuals also embrace uncertainty. Life rarely unfolds as planned, and the ability to adapt to changing circumstances is essential for maintaining mental fortitude. By expecting the unexpected and remaining mentally agile, you position yourself to handle obstacles with a balanced mindset rather than one dominated by fear and resistance. The Stoics taught that our perceptions of events shape our reality, and by choosing to see difficulties as opportunities rather than misfortunes, we strengthen our ability to endure them with composure. Through consistent practice, you build an unbreakable spirit, one that remains steadfast no matter what trials come your way. Resilience is not something that is achieved overnight. It is cultivated through daily choices and intentional effort. By consistently challenging yourself to view hardships through a constructive lens and taking deliberate actions to strengthen your emotional and mental resolve, you develop a mindset that can withstand even the most formidable challenges. Chapter 10: Mastery over Mind and Life. The final step in training your mind to respond rather than react is mastering yourself entirely. True mastery is not about controlling others or circumstances. It is about achieving dominion over your own thoughts, emotions, and actions. This requires deep self-awareness, disciplined practice, and an unwavering commitment to personal growth. Living a life of intentionality means aligning every action with wisdom and virtue. Instead of being swayed by emotions or external pressures, let logic and character be your guide. This is the path to true freedom, the ability to remain undisturbed by external events because your inner world is unshakable. Mastery over the self does not come from a single moment of realization, but from the accumulation of daily choices that reinforce resilience, clarity, and self-control. It is an ongoing process that requires constant self-awareness, discipline, and an unyielding commitment to personal growth. A master of their mind does not blame, complain, or dwell on what they cannot change. They focus only on what is within their power and let go of everything else. By fully embracing this mindset, you achieve tranquility, resilience, and lasting fulfillment. They recognize that true power lies not in external achievements, but in the ability to remain steadfast in the face of adversity. Each setback is seen as an opportunity for refinement, and every challenge becomes a lesson in patience, wisdom, and fortitude. They learn to view obstacles as necessary training grounds for mental and emotional strength, transforming hardship into a tool for growth. To further solidify self-mastery, one must engage in continuous reflection. Journaling, meditation, and philosophical contemplation are invaluable tools that allow for introspection and growth. By consistently evaluating your thoughts and actions, you refine your understanding of yourself and your purpose. Over time, this practice transforms theoretical wisdom into lived experience, reinforcing the mindset necessary to navigate life with grace and strength. Additionally, surrounding yourself with individuals who embody self-mastery can further encourage growth, as learning from their experiences can provide insight and inspiration on your own journey. Another crucial aspect of self-mastery is emotional regulation. It is not about suppressing emotions, but about understanding them, directing them wisely, and ensuring they do not cloud judgment. A mastered mind does not allow momentary impulses to dictate long-term decisions. Instead, it practices restraint, balance, and the ability to pause before reacting. This ability to pause, reflect, and choose a response rooted in reason rather than impulse is one of the most powerful skills one can develop. To further refine emotional regulation, it is essential to cultivate an awareness of emotional triggers. Identifying what situations provoke strong emotional reactions enables you to preemptively prepare for them, reducing the likelihood of being overwhelmed. Developing techniques such as controlled breathing, journaling, and cognitive reframing can help in shifting from reactive patterns to thoughtful responses. These practices instill a sense of control over emotions and prevent them from dictating behavior. Another crucial practice is detachment from immediate gratification. Emotional impulses often arise from a desire for instant satisfaction or relief, whether it be in the form of validation, anger, or avoidance. A disciplined mind resists these impulses by considering the long-term consequences of its reactions. Instead of succumbing to fleeting emotional urges, a truly mastered mind weighs its options with logic and deliberation, ensuring that every action aligns with long-term values and principles. To cultivate this level of self-discipline, one must develop a keen awareness of impulsive tendencies and understand the emotional triggers that lead to reactive behaviors. By identifying recurring emotional patterns, we can create strategies to pause and reassess before acting. This requires conscious effort and repeated practice, but over time, the ability to delay gratification becomes an ingrained habit rather than a forced discipline. One effective strategy to strengthen detachment from immediate gratification is practicing intentional discomfort. By deliberately foregoing small pleasures, such as skipping an indulgent treat, delaying entertainment, or resisting the urge to check notifications, you build mental resilience. These small acts of self-denial reinforce the understanding that gratification does not have to be instantaneous, and that true satisfaction is often found in restraint and patience. The Stoics understood this well, advocating for voluntary hardship as a means of strengthening the will and fortifying the mind against the pull of fleeting desires. A truly mastered mind remains adaptable yet firm, flexible yet unwavering in its principles. It acknowledges that life is ever-changing, and the ability to remain composed in uncertainty is a true mark of strength. By cultivating this mindset, you ensure that no external force can shake your core. True freedom is not found in the absence of hardship, but in the ability to face life's uncertainties with composure and unwavering resolve. When you can detach from the need for immediate validation, success, or comfort, you reclaim control over your reactions, making choices rooted in wisdom rather than impulse. A mind that is trained to see challenges as opportunities for growth will never be easily discouraged. It will recognize obstacles as stepping stones to wisdom, transforming adversity into a catalyst for development. Instead of seeing setbacks as failures, those who have trained themselves to delay gratification will view them as necessary steps in the learning process, knowing that anything worth achieving requires patience and persistence. Over time, this training results in an individual who is not only resilient, but also deeply content and at peace. By refining the ability to regulate emotions, detach from immediate gratification, and approach life with a reasoned perspective, one builds an unshakable mental foundation. Mastery over emotions is not the elimination of feelings, but the ability to process them wisely, allowing for thoughtful, measured responses that enhance both personal and interpersonal harmony. The ability to delay gratification leads to deeper self-awareness, greater control over one's reactions, and a life governed by deliberate, meaningful actions rather than fleeting emotional urges. True mastery over emotions is not just about avoiding impulsive reactions, but about cultivating an inner state of equilibrium. This requires constant self-reflection and discipline. A person who has mastered this skill can navigate life's ups and downs with a sense of steadiness, making decisions based on wisdom rather than temporary feelings. The ability to step back, analyze situations objectively, and choose the best course of action is a hallmark of those who have trained their minds to respond rather than react. Through continuous practice, detachment from impulsivity becomes second nature. Each moment of restraint strengthens the ability to respond with thoughtfulness rather than react out of habit. Eventually, you will find that emotional stability and inner peace replace the fleeting satisfaction of instant gratification, leading to a life of greater fulfillment and wisdom. This transformation does not happen overnight. Rather, it is the result of many small victories accumulated over time. The individual who consistently exercises patience, clarity, and reason will find themselves naturally gravitating toward a state of composure in all areas of life. Additionally, learning to embrace discomfort plays a key role in this process. Just as physical endurance is built through repeated exposure to challenge, mental endurance strengthens through the repeated practice of self-discipline and rational decision-making. Voluntary exposure to minor hardships, such as delaying a pleasure, maintaining silence during conflict, or practicing mindfulness amid stress, builds the internal strength necessary to maintain control in truly difficult situations. As this training continues, the mind becomes increasingly resistant to external disturbances. Emotional stability and deep inner peace take the place of short-lived satisfactions, creating a foundation for a meaningful and purpose-driven life. the individual who has mastered the ability to regulate emotions and delay gratification is no longer swayed by fleeting impulses, but is instead guided by wisdom, clarity, and a profound sense of control over their destiny. Training your mind to respond rather than react is a lifelong journey. The Stoics knew that mastery over the self is the greatest achievement. Each day presents new challenges, but with discipline, perspective, and self-awareness, you can cultivate a mind that remains firm in any storm. Remember, the goal is not perfection, but progress. The more you practice these techniques, the stronger and more resilient you become. Your mind is your greatest asset. Train it well, and it will serve you for a lifetime. As you embark on this path, keep these words of Marcus Aurelius close. You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength.